Hi, everybody. This is Alex, and welcome to my promised 50K celebration Q&A video, or audio, whatever you want to call it. I'm so beyond humbled and excited and happy that I've reached 50,000 subscribers. It's mind-blowing. It's so hard to believe, and I really can't be more grateful that I'm here and that you're all with me and that we've done this together and we've created this really lovely community. And I love it. I love you guys. I love what I do, and I just want to spread that love a little. So I promised a Q&A, and I have been collecting your questions for the last week or so. Let's get started, because I'm going to try to answer as many of your questions as possible before I get tired and I have to end the audio. Because believe it or not, talking a lot is very taxing, even if you do it every day as a career. let's get started. First question, I want to get this out of the way, and I want to rip the Band-Aid off, and I need to probably hold some of you guys' hand when I say this. I do not watch Arcane, and I'm very sorry, and I've gotten a kind of insane amount of messages recently asking me to do an Arcane audio to voice a character named Vi, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, I'm sorry. And I had no idea what Arcane was. I had to ask some people in my Discord server why I was suddenly receiving all of these messages, and who this person V is, and why everyone's talking about it to me specifically. And yes, I discovered it's a TV show that everyone is very excited about right now. I do not watch it. I'm so sorry. I wasn't even aware of its existence. I don't watch a lot of like animated stuff, and I'm really sorry. I don't want to hurt anyone's hearts here, but yeah, I don't watch a lot of anime. I don't even have a Netflix account, to be honest. It's just not a thing I'm into. I'm very boring and uncultured when it comes to video games and anime and animation, things like that. So I'm terribly sorry. So will I do an Arcane audio in the future? I'm sorry. Probably the answer is no. But I appreciate it, and I'm very happy that you all think that I sound like this person. And I just wanted to get that out of the way up top, because, like I said, there were a lot of requests for it. Moving on. What hobbies do you have in real life, or stuff you are passionate about? That's actually a great question to answer after the previous one, because, what do I do if I don't play video games and watch anime and stuff? I'm very passionate about reading. I'm a big book collector. I spend a ton of time reading. I've always loved it. I've always read for fun. I did some schooling, college, and then I've been to extra schooling after that. And I love reading. I love research. I love I just love the books, love the words. That's probably my main thing. I also love cooking. I am a very big cook. I know there were some other questions about cooking, I'll get to those specifics later. But I love to travel. I love to cook, and I love particularly cooking for other people, and cycling. I am a big cyclist. I love to bike, and those are probably the big ones. That's what I do when I'm not making audios. Yeah, reading, traveling, eating / cooking. Okay, let's see. What's next? What made you want to do ASMR? I don't know. That's like the honest truth, is that I don't really know. I kind of stumbled upon it at one point, and I have a background in acting in theater, and I hadn't done it for quite a few years because things get in the way, and I wasn't I wasn't exploring acting as a career, and I'd been out of that world for a while, and I kind of stumbled on ASMR role plays, and it felt like a way that I could act again without having to dedicate all of, you know, the time required for being in a play or getting back into acting. That kind of thing takes a lot of time and dedication, and I just love acting, and this felt like a really great place to kind of flex those muscles again, and to get to play around and play different characters and be, you know, different people. So yeah, that's kind of what really got me into it. Do I ever listen to my own audios? Not like for fun or anything, not like casually. I will sometimes have to go back and listen to a previous audio I did. If I'm doing like a series, like the Goth Girl series, I'll sometimes listen to the previous one I made just to make sure that I don't repeat anything, or like, I guess with the Goth Girl specifically, it's like I looked at, I like to listen back and see like what movies did I mention in that episode, so I don't mention them again, or so sometimes I'll have to revisit things just to kind of keep the continuity on track, you know. That's kind of the only time I listen to my own audios. And obviously editing takes, you know, quite a bit of time, so I guess I'm listening to my audios then. But anyway, what's your favorite show / movie? I can't pick just one. I guess that's another thing I'm really passionate about, is film. I read about film a lot. I watch a lot of film. I'm big into movies. So let me see. I'll name a couple. My favorites are always changing. I really love, hold on, I'm pulling up my, I have a list. I super love, the movie Spencer, starring Kristen Stewart, where she played Princess Diana. Controversial, I know. A lot of people did not love it, but I absolutely love that movie. I'm also a big fan of a French film called Beau Travail, which came out in the 90s. And that film is, it's kind of just an exploration on masculinity. It's about the French Legionnaires, and it's beautiful. It's a really lovely film. Hold on one second. I'm gonna look in my list, and I'm going to sort it by my highest rated. What movies have I rated the highest? Dune. I freaking loved Dune. I've loved the book series for a long time, and I thought the movie just was freaking amazing. Alien, big classic, of course. I loved Everything Everywhere All at Once. I don't know. I my genres are kind of all over the place. I really love Interview with a Vampire, from the 90s. It's one of my favorite movies. Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, vampires. Movie based on a book, again, by Anne Rice. And, those are kind of some top ones. In terms of shows, Buffy the Vampire Slayer will always be my favorite show of all time. I was raised on it. It was, you know, it was everything to me. And it still is. It's incredible. I always go back to that show when I need, like, to just throw something on. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Would you ever consider other forms of voice acting, like shows or films? Yeah, definitely. I'm interested in voice acting further. It's a little difficult to make that transition, just because you have to kind of, you know, take time to make a reel, like a demo reel, and you know, you have to take some kind of crappy jobs first to build it up and everything. And so yeah, no, I'm definitely interested, and I'm I've been thinking about that. We'll see if I end up doing it, but yeah. Next question. How do you maintain a healthy work-life balance to keep from burning out? That is a wonderful question. I keep everything very, very structured and scheduled. So, like, for example, I have a production schedule, and you've maybe noticed that my episodes come out on the same day at the same time every week. And I do that to kind of help structure my days, so that, you know, each day when I wake up, I know, like, okay, today's Tuesday, I gotta work on so-and-so episode. Ideally, I would be like 2 or 3 weeks ahead in my schedule. Like I would have content for the next 2 or 3 weeks already made and edited and ready to go. But that doesn't always happen, and, you know, life gets in the way. I'm generally just keeping by a tight schedule. That's kind of how I help keep from burning out. And if I need to take time off, I do. I mean, I just came back from a week off of making content. It was Thanksgiving week here in the U.S., and instead of making a bunch of content for the week, I just knew I was going to be too busy doing stuff with family. So I just said, you know, I'm not going to do it this week. And I don't know. That's just, you got to watch out for your own free time, and you got to give yourself a lot of space and a lot of wiggle room, I would say. Don't force yourself into doing more work than you really need to do at any given time. That's kind of how I've lived by that. Are there any drawbacks to pursuing the life of an artist / content creator? It's a life of instability a little bit, or at least it's a life of there's not a lot of security, in the sense that, you know, I get in what I give, or wait, how did I said that wrong. I get out what I put in. I get out what I give. If I only want to make one audio a week, then that's going to be reflected in, you know, how many people I have in my audience, how many subscribers I have. The drawbacks are, yeah, that you have to be, you know, if you're ever in a situation where you're your own boss, you kind of have to be a tough boss, you know, like you can't really let yourself slack off frequently or you know, make it a pattern, because, yeah, all of this depends on me, you know, saying, hey, okay, I gotta go, I gotta do this stuff today, I gotta, you know, make content, I gotta keep myself on schedule, I gotta keep myself accountable, you know. It's like, you're only going to be as stable or as successful as you allow yourself to be, you know. That's one big drawback, I would say, or at least one difficulty. It takes a lot of initiative, I think. I don't know, other drawbacks. I guess the schedule thing is a gift and a curse, because, yeah, it's like sometimes I might, you know, something might come up and I want to do something on a random Wednesday, but I can't, because I'm like, no, I really need to get this content done, and I really need to get this edited and get this ready to go. But that's, you know, that's kind of like any other job. That's kind of, yeah. Those are the drawbacks, I would say. I think it is interesting. I can't really explain what I do to a lot of people. it's a really niche kind of area that ASMR role playing is in, and that's kind of a drawback, is I can't really properly explain to people what I do. I usually just say I'm a voice actor. So, okay, moving on. What is your favorite kind of character to voice? I mean, I like them all. I like voicing characters that are really different from my everyday self. I guess the popular girl is kind of the most furthest away from me, and so she's kind of the most fun to play, because it's really like a totally different headspace and totally different kind of character from my personal self. So yeah, I like ones that are different from me. I'm not saying that I'm similar to my characters or anything, but like the popular girl is pretty far away. I like things that are a challenge. I like having to make myself sound different and make myself be a different persona. So okay, next. What do you specifically use to make audios? Like the setup, the software. So I use a Rode NT1 microphone. It's just a pretty standard studio microphone with a pop filter. And I use Adobe Audition to edit my stuff. Really simple setup. I don't feel like I need all the bells and whistles. I don't need the best of the best of the best. I really like my setup. It's very easy, just plug and record kind of situation. And I record in a sound treated closet. I was going to call it a booth, but it's really not. It's just a closet. But the closet has been soundproofed very professionally. And it's a good setup. It's nice. Next question. Have you ever been to the Netherlands? Yes, I have. I have been to Amsterdam many years ago. I spent a New Year's Eve there once. It was lovely. I really like this... I really like what's it called, the pickled sardines, is that what it is? I need to look it up. Pickled fish. I can't remember what it's called, but yeah, you can get them in, like, it's a very common like street food kind of thing. Pickled herring, that's what it is. Love pickled herring. Oh my god, that was the best. You can get them in like little carts, like little street like food truck kind of things. I loved that. I also love when you're there in the winter, they have this like, or maybe it's just New Year's, I don't really know, they have this like little treat called Oliebollen. I'm sorry if any Dutch people don't get mad at me for my pronunciation. It's like these little fried dough balls with sugar on them. They're so good. And raisins. And during the winter, I think, is when they're there. They're amazing. Next question. Do you listen to K-pop / do you watch K-dramas? again, don't be mad at me, but no, I don't. It's just not something I've ever been drawn to, but I do have a really good friend who's very into K-pop and does watch a good amount of K-dramas, and she does tell me things about them, and they sound interesting. They sound really great. It's just not something I've checked out yet, but I will. I promise one day. What is your favorite food? You really can't ask me to name just one food. But I guess if I had to, I love pasta. It's everything to me. I love everything about pasta. I guess because it's so customizable. I love like just a good cheesy pasta is just freaking awesome. Like, I love an Alfredo sauce, a vodka sauce, that kind of thing. That is my, that is it. I also really love Thai food. I am a huge, huge Thai food fan. Like, a perfect papaya salad has to be very spicy. That's it for me. Doesn't get better than that. What is my favorite color? It's a very cute, innocent question. My favorite color is blue. Thank you for asking. Next, how are you able to act like you're talking to someone? Do you write a script or do you practice talking with someone else? I just talk. I don't know. There's no like secret trick or anything. I don't use scripts. I've mentioned that a number of times before. I just improv everything. And I basically, you know, I start off with an idea like, you know, hey, this episode's going to be a cuddling with goth girl episode, whatever. And, you know, in my head, I kind of plan out beats, like story beats. I'll sort of plan out like, okay, the first 5 minutes will be this, the next 5 minutes will be this, and then this. And it's just acting. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I guess it's not a trick, but it's like I do imagine what the listener is saying back to me. And I guess that's why it sounds like a conversation. If I say something, then I'm not just filling the moment with silence. Like I'm in my head hearing like, you know, a response from the listener. So I'm really just kind of living moment to moment through a scenario. And I guess that's kind of what lends it the authenticity and like makes it sound like I'm having a conversation with someone. That's kind of how I do it. No, I don't practice talking with anyone else. I just do it. Next question. What do you like to do on Halloween? Halloween is my favorite holiday. And I like to get really dressed up. For a while I was really into prosthetics, like makeup. And, for a few years I did zombie. I did my own zombie makeup like every year, and I tried to like, you know, outdo myself each year. And I did a couple of zombie like contests. I really love dressing up. It's the best. And I guess that makes sense because like I like acting and stuff. My ideal Halloween would be going to a party, like a costume party, and seeing a bunch of people in their costumes. And then maybe like, I don't know, I guess before I would go, the ideal scenario would be having trick-or-treaters come to my house, which is very intensely decorated, handing out candy and then getting dressed up and going out with my costume. That's kind of how most Halloweens go for me. Okay, next question. What is the most important/useful thing you own? That is a really good question. The boring answer is like probably my cell phone, which is really stupid and I hate that. But honestly, it is the most useful thing, you know, like to be able to talk on the phone and communicate, and has a Google Maps and you know, all of the things in one little device. But a more interesting answer, a less sad answer, is most important thing I own. I don't know. My bike? I think maybe my bike. Useful because it gets me around, and important because it makes me very happy. And I think that's the answer. Great question. Here's some more cooking food questions. Do you like to cook/bake? So yeah, I've said I love to cook. I don't bake a ton. It's not what I'm good at. I love to cook because I love to experiment. Like, I have a very strong foundation of cooking skills. But what I most like to do is kind of like throw all of that out the window. And I love to come up with dishes. I love to plate things creatively. I love to develop a menu for like a little dinner party or, you know, something like that. So yeah, it baking doesn't happen super frequently for me, but cooking, yeah. Part two to that question, what is your favorite dish to make? That is also a good question. I mean, I don't like cooking things that are too involved. Like one time I tried to make a, what's it called? It's this French dish. Hold on. I'm gonna have to look it up. It's a French dish made with pork. What is it called? I don't remember. It's like a pork stew. French pork. Sorry, I'm literally standing here Googling on my phone right now. Because I want to remember. Cassoulet. Cassoulet is like a Normandy-style pork stew. And it has like vegetables and like a bunch of different kinds of pork in it. It's got like shoulder, bacon, other stuff. And it's like it just took a really long time. And it had just so many steps. And by the end of it, I was just like, I don't even want to eat this anymore. Because I'm so sick of, like, looking at it. So, yeah, I don't like things that are super involved like that. But I love making just, like, I feel like I excel at making, like, you know, just, like, a big pot of, like, gumbo or chili or something like that. Big kind of stewy things are my specialty and what I enjoy making the most. Especially as it's getting colder. I cook a lot of stuff like that. Okay, next. Do you have any advice for someone who wants to start their own ASMR channel? Yeah. My first piece of advice is do it. Go for it. Don't be scared. Just start. Start doing it. Everyone starts somewhere, you know? And you can't really, like, develop your own style or your own voice until you start doing it, until you start trying, you know. I think a lot of people, and not just, I'm actually not even talking about ASMR creators right now, but like anyone starting a creative project, I feel like I frequently see people just get kind of paralyzed by preparation. They think they need to like prepare a bunch before starting a new hobby or a new initiative. And it's like, no, you don't need to be perfect at this. You don't need to have the top equipment. You don't need to have all of these things. You just need to get started. You just need to make that first episode. You need to make that first thing. And from there, you'll learn, okay, what am I good at? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? In terms of ASMR, you'll very quickly learn, like, okay, what is my voice suited to? Like, what kinds of characters or scenarios? And as you, you know, make new kinds of content, like if you start trying, you know, like certain tropes, like, you know, enemies to lovers or something. And then you try like a sleep aid, and then you try like, I don't know, whatever, like a study aid. You'll find out which kinds of things you actually enjoy making. And that's super important because you don't want to be, you know, you don't want to be like kind of cornering yourself into making things that you don't actually enjoy making. So that's my advice, is just go for it. Just get started. You'll learn a lot just from doing it. You can like go back and listen to some of my very first episodes, and I leave them up because I just, that's where I came from, you know? Like my first episodes are very different from what my episodes are like now. And that just shows like, your growth happens as you do things, you know? You don't grow when you're standing still. Standing still. Did I say that right? Yeah. So, yeah, go for it. That's my advice. Okay, next question. What are some of your favorite video games? if you play any. So yeah, like I said, I'm not a huge gamer. I'm sorry. But I do play here and there. I have been working on completing Red Dead Redemption 2 for like since it came out, like forever. I still have not 100% completed it. But I like to open it now and then and play a little. I loved Skyrim when it came out. I was a huge Skyrim fan. I played so much of that game. And then Elden Ring, obviously, was a big deal for me, too. I hadn't, like, played a lot of games around the, like, when that time, when Elden Ring came out, I had never played any of the Dark Souls games, and I just had friends telling me, like, oh, you love Skyrim? You'll love this. I was like, okay, I'll try it. And I did. I freaking loved it. It was so difficult, and I loved every second of it. I'm on, like, New Game Plus 3, I think. I don't play very often anymore. I did not finish the DLC. It was too hard. But, yeah, I kind of, that's where my gaming lies, is sort of the big popular games. Oh, but you know what? I really enjoy, there's a game called City Skylines that's a city builder. I'm really into that. I love, like, simulation games like that. Yeah, let's see. Sorry, I'm reading this list of questions. What are your favorite books? Again, you can't really ask me for my favorites. There's so many. I read a lot of nonfiction, kind of art and psychology and sociology and history kind of adjacent things. But I also read fiction now and then, not a ton, but, you know, I try to mix things up a little bit. I love the Game of Thrones books. I've read those. And I don't know, I'm like blanking out right now. I really love authors like Audre Lorde. It's amazing. Zadie Smith, also really great. Classics like Don DeLillo, I love him. There is a Japanese author I love called Yukio Mishima. Yeah, again, I'm kind of all over the place. I love Maggie Nelson. She writes nonfiction, like creative nonfiction and poetry. She's really wonderful. Otessa Moshfegh. She's probably my favorite fiction writer. She wrote this book that got really big in the last like 5 years called My Year of Rest and Relaxation. It's really wonderful and fucked up and crazy. And just, I've read all of her books. They're incredible. I highly recommend her if you're in the market for something fucked up. okay. Next, let's see. I listened to one of your audios where you speak a little French. As a French person, I loved it. Do you intend to make other audios like this? thank you. I was so scared to speak French because I haven't spoken it in a long time, and I was so scared my pronunciation was going to be all messed up, but I think it was okay, at least from what I've heard, but maybe everyone's just being nice to me. I don't know. I mean, it's great practice for me to speak French. I studied it for a really long time. I briefly lived in France. I love French. I love the French language, and I love France. So yeah, I'd love to make more audios with different languages, or at least, you know, that features some other languages. I'm not fluent quite, but yeah, definitely. I think that's something I can do. Okay, we have just a few questions left. Let's see. Which audio was your favorite to make? Sorry. You maybe just heard my stomach growling. I'm going to have lunch after this. my favorite audio to make. I don't know. I really like making audios with ambiance. Like, I'm really interested in sound design, and I love making like making scenes, you know. I think one thing is, like, there was an episode I did called, like, what was it? I don't know, like, study date with your tomboy best friend or something. Cozy rainy study date, yeah. And it's a 2 hour long audio, and the it's like cafe ambiance, and there's jazz and there's rain, and there's the sounds of like people like moving around inside, and yeah, I just love making audios like that, that are a little like slice of life where it's just kind of like, hey, we're in this space together and we're hanging out. And yeah, I just wish that I could do more of those. I would love to, yeah, do more of that kind of thing. It's not the most popular, but like, that doesn't matter, you know, like I said earlier, like, do what you love. So yeah, those are my favorites to make. I love making rain and cafe ambiance. So yeah. Okay. Next question. What's your favorite fruit/candy? I like questions like this because they make me think about like, what are my favorites? Like, I don't know. This is a interesting question because I actually eat a ton of fruit. I don't really eat candy. I'm not really into candy. I know that sounds like so curmudgeonly or something, but I don't have a huge sweet tooth. And candy just isn't really, I don't really get much from it. Like, I don't really get much pleasure from candy. I don't know. But fruit, I love blueberries. I eat blueberries every single day. I'm a big berry person, so yeah, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, those are all frequently found in my fridge. Bananas, probably a close second to berries, and I like pears a lot, but I'm also it's probably ties with watermelon. So yeah, but blueberries and bananas, those are the big ones. Okay, are there any characters or roles you would like to play in the future that you haven't dabbled into as much yet? Yeah, always. I love playing new characters, and I love coming up with new characters. Like I said before, the popular girl is really fun for me, so, like, yeah, I'll probably do more of her. I don't know. Yeah, I would love to do just totally different things. Maybe, like, I don't know. Like, I love doing the vampire character. I wish I could do more, like, kind of out there stuff. But again, it's, like, not really my wheelhouse. I'm not super, like, knowledgeable about fantasy and that kind of thing. So I might, you know, I might just need to do research before digging into that. But yeah, I would love to branch out. I'd love to try maybe like, I don't know, just more popular girls. I don't know. It feels like a lame answer. I don't know. Just, yeah, different people. I guess maybe I would like to work on accents. I guess like, again, I come from an acting background, and so doing accents is kind of, you know, a skill that you have to work on. So yeah, I might try something like that soon. Different accents, I think, would be cool. So yeah. Okay. And the very last question. This is coming to an end. I'm so sorry, but this has been so much fun. I really love answering all your questions. I love letting you guys peek behind the curtain a little bit, so to speak. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to all of this, if you're still here, because yeah, this is really great, and I love being a creator, and I love this community that we have together. So without further ado, the final question: what is your favorite thing about making audios? I think my favorite thing is that I get to be creative every single day. I get to wake up in the morning and I get to go play and have fun, and I get to come up with, you know, scenarios in my head, fantasies, and I get to come up with characters, and I get to tell stories. That's really what it comes down to. I love telling stories. I love stories in general. That's why I love film. That's why I love books. And yeah, every single day I get to do that. So yeah, that's my favorite thing about it. Yeah, so thank you guys. I mean, again, thank you. I wouldn't be here without every single one of you. Like, I don't know if you realize, I've said it so many times, but I really don't know if you realize, like, you clicking on this video and watching it, like, that's what allows me to keep going and to keep doing what I'm doing. Like, I couldn't do it without you. And I couldn't do it without having an audience here to listen to me and to listen to my little creations. So, just know that you have had a profound impact on my life. You. Yes. You. And I'm eternally grateful that, again, this is what I get to do for a job every single day. I get to wake up and I get to do this. And I just, there's so much gratitude. And I don't think I could ever properly express it. But I'm trying. So hopefully you understand just a little bit how important this is to me and how much I appreciate all of you being here. So thank you. This has been your 50K subscriber celebration Q&A. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned some ridiculous things about me. And yeah, I guess I'm going to get back to work. So thank you guys. I love chatting, love hanging out. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.